Creating Change with Doug Foresta, a show dedicated to creativity and emotional healing. Creating Change on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Creating Change. This is Doug Foresta. Thank you so much for joining me. And today I have a special announcement to make as one of the things. I want to share with you some of the new direction of Creating Change. I know some of you may have been listening for the podcast has been doing this podcast now for, I believe it's been about 5 years or coming up on 5 years. And when I first started doing the podcast, I was doing therapy, and primarily what I was doing was doing therapy, helping people with relationship issues and addiction issues, anxiety, depression. And, you know, if you're a fan of the show, then you know some of the topics that we've covered. Recently, though, over the past couple of years, really, it's been sort of an evolution talking about you know, I've been working with other therapists, with speakers, authors, coaches on voice. And, you know, I certainly have shared, and we've done some episodes about voice and recently. But what I wanted to share with you is some of the sort of new direction of the show and what you can expect from it. So it'll still be a combination of myself speaking to you as well as bring in some really great guests. And what I'm going to talk about is, it really is all about creating change, creating positive social change and personal change through the power of your voice. And so everything really will be through the lens of voice. And how do we make a difference in the world through speaking up and speaking out? And, you know, we're in this interesting place right now in the United States, right? As I record this, next week we have the presidential inauguration. And of course, we're heading into this interesting time, and there's going to be all kinds of people at the inauguration, people that are protesting, people that are, you know, really supporting the administration. And everyone, you know, believes that their voice is the right one. Right. And everybody believes that their side is the right side. But sometimes it can feel like we're all screaming at each other. And so, you know, one of the things I'm really interested in is how do we use our voice in a way that doesn't contribute to noise, right? That doesn't create more noise out there. You know, the show is not called Creating Noise. It's called Creating Change. And so that focus will not, you know, that focus will not change. That will be the same. It will still be about creating change. It's just the level that the change is on and how we go about it. So to give you some of the ideas of what I'm thinking about, I'm actually going to bring on not only other change agents, for example, be featuring the Carter Center and the work that that President Carter has done all over the world and how they get their voice out there. But I'll also be I'm also going to interview people that you might not expect, such as musicians or bands or comedians, people that have a voice in a different way, but there's still people that are sharing their voice. And I think that there's a lot we can learn from. How do we share our voice in a way that's respectful? How do we share our voice in a way that, like I said, you know, it doesn't contribute to more noise. I mean, if you really think about it, if you took someone from 100 years ago and you put them in our world, I mean, I remember when I started learning advertising and marketing in 1990, I went to School of Visual Arts in New York City. And I remember them saying, you know, we're so oversaturated that at some point, you know, we're not going to be able to take it anymore and it's all going to fall apart. You know, we're not going to listen to advertising. There's too many messages. And the irony is that this is before the internet. This is before all of the, you know, all of the online communication methods, before social media. And they were saying, you know, it's too much. We're oversaturated. Well, what about now, right? What about now in the day and age of constant tweeting and constant, if you look at your Facebook feed, right, it's just constantly going Instagram, like, here's what I ate for lunch, here's what I ate for breakfast, here's what I ate for dinner, here's what I'm going to eat for breakfast the next day. there's so much noise out there, right? And how do we really share what we need to share? And, you know, I struggle with this because I don't want to talk about something if I don't feel like I have something interesting or unique to contribute to that subject. So, for example, I really haven't spoken very much about the election because I don't know that I have a ton to really say that would be interesting or unique or different right now. When and if I have something to say about it, I will, right? But that's another piece about voice. Voice is about speaking up, but it's also about knowing when not to speak up, right? When to hold back and say, you know what, let me wait and see, what do I really need to say? And, you know, the thing for me that's really interesting as well about voice, particularly in this day and age, is the retweets and the reposting and the sharing. And so that is, you know, that's a big part of all of this. And the thing that I would say as well is that, you know, if you really think about it, how much of what we share online, right, or offline, but how much of what we share online is really our own unique voice? And how much of it is, hey, look at this, I'm reposting this. And sometimes that's okay, right? But that's what I'm really interested in, is this idea of creating change through the power of our voice. And of course, we have our individual voice, but then we also have our collective voice. And then how do we get that out there? I was having a conversation today with a friend of mine, and we were talking about this very idea of that we're so saturated, right? And of course, you know, I'm putting out a podcast and I put out lots of stuff online. So, you know, I contribute to putting out lots of content, but I hope that the content that we put out truly does contribute to the world and truly contributes in a unique voice. So that is part of what I would, that I would say to you, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, so who is this for? It's still for you. You know, you're still, if you're that change agent, if you're someone that wants to make a difference in the world, right? How do you go about doing that? And one of the things that bothers me, and this is what I was having a conversation with my friend about, is when we see people screaming at each other, right? Regardless of which side you think is right, it's still people screaming at each other. And does that really accomplish anything? Does that get anything done? Or are we working ourselves up to a place where, you know, we're getting ourselves to a place where we're convinced we're right, the other people are wrong, and we're going to scream at each other. But what does that do? How does that actually create any effective change? So I want to give you today, like I said, I wanted to give you a sense of where I'm going, as well as some things to think about in terms of how to use your voice. A couple of tips today about how to use your voice to create change. So, like I said, one of the things that I think I've already alluded to is this idea of speaking on topics that you really are passionate about. You know, one of the things that's really funny about the internet is that it gets us to speak about anything and everything in the world. And I don't know about you, but I'm not necessarily passionate about everything in the world. And that doesn't mean that there aren't things that I would agree with. Like if somebody said to me, you know, should we save the dolphins? I would say, yes, you know, we shouldn't hunt dolphins or something like that. I'm pretty sure that's illegal. But, you know, it's not something that I know enough about to speak on with any level of with any level of true understanding. Right. And if I start jumping on that, is that really the best use of my voice? And, you know, I'd be curious to see what you think. And you might say, well, Doug, you know, should we be silent about things? Well, I think that we can only speak on so many things. And what I would say is that I would what I would say is this. We want to make sure that we're using our voice to a maximum impact. And you ever meet people that are over posters on social media? You know, every 5 minutes they're posting something. They're posting about what they ate. They're posting about what they think. They're posting about other people. They're posting about drama in their lives. They're posting about the drama of other people's lives, right? All these things. And then what happens? You know, I don't know about you, but I start tuning them out, or maybe you block them because it's too much. You know, you can only take so much and you can only hear so much from people. So even when we have a voice online or have a voice offline, we have to be very careful about how we use that platform, how we use that voice. So voice is also going to talk about, the other thing I'm going to talk about is, you know, voice is also about platform. Michael Hyatt talks about this idea of platform. If you've never read his book, I highly encourage you to read it. What is platform? Well, platform in the old day was, in the old days, platform was literally, if you were in the town square, you could step on a box and just start speaking, right? And you would, and if you were high up on a box, people would listen to you, right? And they would take what you had to say. You know, that's one method of platform. Today, platform comes in other ways. You know, some of the platform that I've been developing over the last couple of years, certainly the show is platform, right? It goes out on iTunes, it goes out on Empower Radio, it goes out on iHeartRadio, lots of different places. Having an email list is a form of platform. That is certainly a method of platform. The, you know, building a social media presence. So we'll talk about all of those things as well. I'm going to have some experts on talking about some of these practical things. So it's going to be a combination of some of the practical platform building to build your voice, as well as some of the psychological issues, some of the coaching issues behind building your voice. Because the other thing is that somebody could say to you, this is a question that I often ask, and I'll throw this out to you right now. This is a question that I ask my clients when I do coaching, and I say to them, if you had an opportunity to speak to 10,000 people who were the ideal people who needed to hear what you most had to say, right? If they were the people that, you know, these are the people that are the ideal people for you. And here's the problem. You would only have 30 minutes with them. You'd only have 30 minutes to tell them what you needed to tell them. You would never be able to follow up again in any shape or form. My question for you is, what would you say? What would you say to them? And the answer to that question is very much linked to what your voice is. We do not need to say everything in the world. In the book Letters to a Young Poet by Rainer Marie Rilke, one of the questions that he gets asked is, how do we judge a work of art? And what he says is, a work of art, we should judge it not by comparing it to other works of art, but if it comes from necessity. That, what he meant by that, I believe, is when you look at a work of art, when you look at something that an artist created, and I say the same thing with playwriting. I've been teaching playwriting for years, and we talk about this idea of, does this come from necessity? Did you have to write this? And if you did not have to write this, then why did you write it? The idea of something coming from necessity means it comes from our being. It comes from what we're about. And if we speak up on too many topics that do not come from necessity, that do not come from inside us, then I think it dilutes our voice and we lose our ability. So that's why, for me, I'm really careful about not speaking out. You know, I'm not a tremendously political person, to be honest with you. And so I'm interested in social change, but, you know, and I'm politically aware, but I'm not terribly interested in politics as a sport. I'm not terribly interested in, you know, who's up and who's down, the Republicans, the Democrats. That stuff just doesn't interest me that much. So and I'm not saying that it shouldn't interest you, but I'm saying it doesn't interest me. So therefore, I don't speak about it very much because I don't really have much to say about it. So instead, I talk about the things that are important to me. I talk about voice. I talk about the courage to step out and say what you need to say. But it really is about what you need to say rather than, again, it's just so easy to repeat what other people have said, to parrot what other people are doing. And I feel like if we were to take away in social media, if we were to get rid of the ideas and thoughts that were other people's, that were not ours, that were not original from us, it would get rid of a lot of social media, right? How much of social media is really just sharing, quite frankly, other people's crap? I hate to say it that way, but, you know, that's really what it is, you know, sharing other people's crap. And it takes, like I said, it takes courage to go inside and really think about, what do I need to say? Now, I'm going to give you another tip about finding your voice, which is, and I've shared about this before, my good friend Kim Addis is someone that really turned me on to this, which is journaling. And journaling can be a great way to discover what you need to say, what you think about something. it's a great way to step back and reflect on your thoughts. So if you wonder to yourself, or you're asking me, you know, Doug, how practically can I do this? How can I discover, how can I sort out what I need to say from what, you know, I'm picking up from other people? Journaling is a great way to do that. And, you know, you can journal about what am I passionate about? It, not just what do I like, but what angers me? What really gets under my skin? That's a great thing to journal about, because what gets under your skin is a really good, it's a really good sign of what you're passionate about. So for me, what gets under my skin is definitely people not fully sharing their voice. You know, the person that, I've said this before, you know, hiding your book under your bed, you write a book and then you hide it under your bed. You never share it with the world. You say, what's the point? Right? What's the point in sharing that? What's the point in writing it if you don't share it? Or people that say things to me like, this is another one that you'll definitely hear me beating up on this idea for sure. People say things like, well, I am just a conduit. You know, I don't really have a voice. I'm just a conduit for the healing spirit. To which I say, that is garbage. We are not just conduits. And when we, even if, I'm not saying that we're not conduits, I'm not saying that we don't channel creative energy or that we don't, you know, get into a flow, but we have our own personality and we have our own likes and dislikes. And I'll prove it to you. As people who say, I'm just a conduit, what I want to do is, if they drink coffee, I want to give them their coffee in exactly the opposite way that they like it. You know, people say, oh, I'm fine. You ever meet someone who says, I'm fine with anything. You know, anything's fine with me. Okay. You know, then give them, when they go to order their coffee, they go, well, I'd like it black with two sugars and one cream on the side with a wooden, you know, with one wooden spoon. People are very particular, right? We're very particular about certain things, coffee being one of them. I actually don't drink coffee, but I like tea. So I apologize to all you coffee drinkers out there. But, you know, when I see people drinking coffee, I see how particular they are, right? So if we're that particular and we have that many likes and dislikes about coffee, I think that we probably also have tons of likes and dislikes about a lot of other things in our lives. But we speak up. It's funny. We don't speak up about the things that we need to speak up about. And then we do speak up about the things that are inconsequential. Do you know what I mean? So your ideas, the ideas that you need to contribute to the world, the things that are uniquely you, I think a lot of times are the most scary to share, because those are the things that maybe go against the grain, right? Or they're us. So then if somebody rejects them, it's a rejection of us. You know, to share some meme that's online, right? To share some meme of Donald Trump's hair, it doesn't take a lot of courage, to be honest. You know, it doesn't take a lot of courage. And plus, if you're on Facebook and all your friends hate Donald Trump, by the way, I'm not defending Donald Trump. I'm just using that as an example because it's, you know, in the news lately. But if all your friends hate Donald Trump and you put out a meme about Donald Trump's hair and they all laugh, and well, that's great. And you gave them a good laugh. But at the end of the day, you didn't risk anything, and you didn't really share your voice. So I want to challenge you to that. You know, part of this is going to be a challenge to really put your voice out there in a bigger way. And we're going to talk about, like I said, we're going to talk about email. We're going to talk about books. We're going to talk about all the different ways that you can share your voice. And we're also going to talk about the mindset and psychological piece behind it, because it's not just about strategy. Strategy is not enough. You know, you could have, and this is another thing that I've learned from, I want to give my friend Kim Addis a shout out for this, that strategy is not enough. You can know how to do something, but if you have a belief that holds you back, then you're never going to get to the next place. And I'll give you an example. You know, when I was a kid, actually, I was probably a teenager, I had brought home some writing and my parents were so excited about it. And they said, oh, let me see it. And I gave it to him. I said, what is this for? And I said, oh, it's my own. And then all of a sudden, and again, I'm not beating up on my parents. They're, you know, just, this is just, it's my interpretation of what happened. But for whatever reason, the look on their face was, you know, all this excitement that they had went away. And they said, you know, hey, you know, it's, they said, oh, it's just for him. You know, it's not, it's just his own stuff. And I felt so depressed. You know, it was like all of a sudden they're so excited. They said, oh, it's just his own work. And then it wasn't as exciting. I don't know what they thought it was for. I wasn't like writing for the New York Times at the time. So, you know, I don't know what I don't know what they thought it was, but that stuck with me. And I developed a belief that the belief was that my own work and my own voice was not important if I was doing it for myself. You know, it wasn't important if I was doing it. It was only important if I was doing it for someone else. And that really impacted the work that I did over the next probably 20 years. And it's been a continuous process to really force myself out of my comfort zone, even to do this, you know, even to say to you, you know, I really want to move. This is what I'm interested in speaking about. I certainly hope that you are interested in this. I very much intend, like I said, to give you practical advice about how to share your voice and how to create change, which means if you are passionate about it, if you have a business or you have some type of passion, whether that's homeless, you know, helping the homeless or women's rights or whatever it is, you know, whatever kind of social change you want to see, I am here to support you in sharing your voice in a way that creates that social change and that individual change that we want to see in the world. But, you know, I have to go through that myself. You know, I have to go through that journey myself to be able to have the courage to say to you, you know, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm doing this. And I really think that, like I said, the world is too filled with memes that keep getting repeated and the same lines that get, you know, and even if, like I said, even if it's something I agree with, even if I happen to agree with something, the point is, why do we need, why does the world need me to repeat that? You know, why does the world need me to continue over and over again to repeat what other people are saying if it's not really what I need to say? And I just think from a very early age, you know, that's another thing I want to have some people on from education as well to talk about from a very young age. I mean, how do we encourage people? How do we build into education the importance of sharing your voice? Because when you think about testing and you think about the way that we grade people, it just doesn't, it's not about you, right? It's not about you. It's not about what you think. There's a right and a wrong answer. And the right and the wrong answer is what someone else came up with. So it can't be what you are doing. And what's interesting is that as we wrap up here, the very thing that we get rewarded for the most in school, right? The thing that we get rewarded for the most is to parrot others and to do what we're told and to fall in line in our voice is the thing that really keeps us from creating the change that we want in the world. Because the nice part is that because it does take courage and because there is so much noise out there, when people say to me, how do I stand out? How do I stand out? How do I cut through the noise? My answer is always share your original voice. Share your voice and you will stand out because you will be an original in a sea of people who are parroting what other people are saying. And, you know, I have to say, I laugh myself when I think about this, you know, like we're all like snowflakes, right? But it really is true. You know, there's however many billion people there are in this planet now, right? Billions and billions of people, but each one of us is unique. And that's really amazing. And the world really does. I mean, I've learned this from doing podcasting and coaching hundreds of people to start their own podcasts. I've learned this from the work that I've done in playwriting and helping young people and adults to write their own plays, that each one of us really does see the world in a slightly different way. And each one of us has something that we are born with. You know, we're not born the tabula rasa, those blank slates. We are born with, I really do believe this, you know, we are born with innate strengths and we are born with a, you know, just like I always talk about, you know, spiders, each spider creates a web based on who they are. You know, we create our own web of our life and our voice based on who we are. And it may take some time. It takes some training and coaching and support, but you can find your voice. And with that, you can make the difference in the world that you want to make. So to recap, I'm going to be changing the direction somewhat of creating change. You know, we'll be able to, it's really going to be about sharing your voice in the world for change. And so some of those episodes will be support in the journey, some of that, you know, hang in there kind of thing, and some of the psychological blocks that get in the way of sharing your voice, as well as some of those practical things about, we'll look at some case studies of how organizations are doing that, how even musicians, comedians, and other people are doing it and what we can learn from that. And finally, I want to share with you, I've tweaked my tagline a bit as well, from Keep Creating, The World Needs Your Gifts. And what I want to say to you is, keep creating, the world needs your voice. Till next time, this is Doug Foresta at Creating Change.